Once upon a pillow in the kingdom of Noodleton lived a knight so sleepy he could doze off mid-sword fight. His name, Sir Snore-a-Lot. Sir Snore-a-Lot snored in the morning, he snored at noon, and by dinner he could snore loud enough to shake the mashed potatoes off the royal banquet table. But one night, something peculiar happened. The royal cheese vault was robbed. All 73 wheels of Queen Gouda-Rella's golden Gouda, gone! The horror, cried Princess Brie. The stink, shouted Duke Cheddar-Melt. The crackers will be naked, wailed the royal snack master. As the moon hung low in the ink-black sky, Detective Alex Turner found himself standing at the entrance of the abandoned asylum. The wind whispered through broken windows, and a haunting silence draped over the decaying structure. He tightened his grip on the cold, rusted handle of the entrance door, its hinges creaking in protest as he pushed it open. Their eyes met across the crowded cafe, a spark igniting in the space between them. Mia felt her heart race as he approached, a warm smile illuminating his face. I'm sorry, he said, his voice a soft melody amidst the clinking of cups. But I couldn't help but notice you from across the room. Can I buy you a coffee? In that moment, the world around them faded, leaving only the promise of what might be. The year was 1923, and London's foggy streets had always held a certain allure, but none more so than the winding alleyways that led to the Velvet Mask, a club that wasn't so much a place as it was a rumour. Its doors, guarded by men with faces as cold as the stone they stood in front of, were never marked. No address, no sign, not even a name. Only a pair of heavy black curtains that seemed to drink in the London mist and swallow it whole. It was as though the very air around the club was thick with secrets, always moving, always shifting like the fog outside. Inside, it was a different world altogether.